everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, I'm your host, and today is Tuesday, and we are in episode 103.5, and we are reading Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 4. So today is 103.5, and I am going to give you a heads up before I even start. So today's Tuesday. If I wait till Friday to do 106.1, then I can start fresh with Jeremiah. So I'm giving y'all a heads up that today I'm going to do today's podcast, but then I'm going to take Wednesday and Thursday off because I got a lot of work to do around my house while my husband's gone. And so, and not that I don't want to read God's word. That's not the case at all, but I would really like to do a reset. And on Friday, we'll pick back up again with Jeremiah. So with that said, welcome to everybody who is out there listening. Welcome to all of you longtime listeners / watchers. And for anybody who's new to our podcast, this is Leap of Faith Podcast. Started 2 years ago. Jeremiah and I started this, and we read the Bible 5 days a week, not this week, but generally 5 days a week, one chapter a day, because it makes it easy. It's one chapter. That's it. It is not a sprint that we're on. We're not trying to rush through it. We are trying to soak in everything that God's trying to teach us and understand His words and His guidance and His direction. And doing it one chapter at a time, that's what we do. So generally, these podcasts run anywhere between 20 and 30 minutes. And Fridays are a little bit longer. Jeremiah and I, we talk a little bit, we banter, we talk about, we have a segment called The Little Things. And sometimes we talk about family, we talk about education, we talk about anything, movies, music, you name it, we've covered it. And we can talk. Let me tell you, Jeremiah and I can talk. So with that said, welcome. I'm glad that you found us. There's a reason that you found us. You were searching for something and you just happened to get turned on to this. So I'm glad that you're here. I am not a priest. I am not a pastor. I have not been to seminary. Neither is Jeremiah. We've never proclaimed that we are. We are reading the Bible just like you are. Normal, average people just reading the Bible out into the world because we just think that God's word needs to be heard. And so, you know, I listened to what God told me to do, and this is what I felt like He was telling me to do, and that's why I'm doing it. And consistently for 2 years. We've already done the New Testament, and then we started doing the Old Testament, which is phenomenal. This is my second time through the Old Testament. I'm in the middle of... what are we reading? Ezekiel. No, Ecclesiastes. Ugh. Oh my gosh, Ecclesiastes. Talk about Eeyore. If anybody watches Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore the donkey, holy cow, this guy is just doom and gloom, Ezekiel. But it is always interesting. It is always enlightening, and we always get something out of it every day. So even if he is a little doom and gloom, so... All right, well, with that, and let me just say this. Welcome to all those who have been listening for a long time. You know who you are. Pass it on. You know, send the link to somebody else. I am not, you know, anybody special. I don't proclaim to be a prophet. I am not anybody. I don't have any better insight into God than anybody else. And Jeremiah is the same way. We are just your normal average Joe or Jane. And just wanting to get to know God a little bit better through His Word. That's all. And we want to share it out there to the world. All right. Well, let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll go ahead and read our chapter for today, chapter 4. All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of You. We love You so much, and we thank You. We thank You for all that You do, all that You provide, how You take care of things, even before we even know that they need to be taken care of. Lord, we thank You. We're just grateful for the way You love us. And You loved us so much that You sent Your only Son into this world for us so that we can be saved. He shed His blood on the cross in that horrible death so that we could have eternal life with you. And we are so thankful for that. We didn't earn it. It was a gift. It was a gift paid by the blood of Jesus. And we're thankful for that. So Lord, just thank you. There's no other words to say it. I'm asking for prayers for all of those who are out there who are listening. I thank you for those listeners that you've sent our way. I ask you to bless them, whatever their needs are. I don't know what they are, but you do. You have insight as to what everything is going on. You know everything before it even happens. And Lord, I'm thankful that you will take care of them, whatever their needs are, whether it is health-related or financial, maybe it's employment, relational with your children or with your spouse, husband or wife. I have no idea. But whatever your needs are, maybe you have spiritual needs. You are in confusion over what to believe in. I pray the Lord Jesus will come and make it absolutely 100% clear as to who he is and putting your trust in Jesus, Lord. I just ask for you to put a covering over those people. I ask you to watch over Jeremiah and his family. Whatever their needs are, you know what they are, and I pray blessings over them. I thank you for his friendship and just putting him in my life, you know, 20 years ago, I think it was, when we started to become friends. It's amazing. So thank you for putting him in my life and his friendship. I pray you bless my family. Watch over Rich as he's traveling. I pray you watch over my boys as they are not under my wings anymore. They're on their own. Just bless them, watch over them, and make it clear that you are God and that you are sovereign and that you are in control and that I pray that they come to you for all their needs. Watch over them, protect them, bless them, lead them, and guide and direct them in all things. I pray you come into this Bible time. We invite you in this time of prayer. Bless it, anoint it, and reveal to us what it is that you want us to learn from today's reading. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say, and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Whew, I'm hot. I've got to tell you, I'm so hot. I'm looking at myself all verklempt because I just got back from a walk with my friend Marlene, and it was quite lovely. So, but I'm hot. I'm wearing this long sleeve shirt, and it's like 80 degrees outside in San Diego. All right. So we are episode 103.5, and this is chapter 4, The Philistines Capture the Ark. At that time, Israel was at war with the Philistines. The Israelite army was camped near Ebenezer, and the Philistines were at Aphek. The Philistines attacked and defeated the army of Israel, killing 4,000 men. After the battle was over, the troops retreated to their camp, and the elders of Israel asked, "Why did the Lord allow us to be defeated by the Philistines?" Then they said, "Let's bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh. If we carry it into battle with us, it will save us from our enemies." And if you go down to the asterisk, it says, "or he." So God will save us. So they sent men to Shiloh to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Heaven's armies, who is enthroned between the cherubim. Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli, were also there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. When all the Israelites saw the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord coming into the camp, their shout of joy was so loud it made the ground shake. "What's going on?" the Philistines asked. "What's all the shouting about in the Hebrew camp?" When they were told it was because the Ark of the Lord had arrived, they panicked. "The gods have come into their camp," they cried. "This is a disaster. We have never had to face anything like this before. Help! Who can save us from these mighty gods of Israel? They are the same gods who destroyed the Egyptians with plagues when Israel was in the wilderness." "Fight as never before, Philistines. If you don't, we will become the Hebrews' slaves, just as they have been ours. Stand up and stand up like men and fight." So the Philistines fought desperately, and Israel was defeated again. The slaughter was great. 30,000 Israelite soldiers died that day. The survivors turned and fled to their tents. The Ark of God was captured, and Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were killed. I put an asterisk next to that because God's doing what he said he was going to do. A man from the tribe of Benjamin ran from the battlefield and arrived at Shiloh later that same day. He had torn his clothes and put dust on his head to show his grief. Eli was waiting beside the road to hear the news of the battle, for his heart trembled for the safety of the Ark of God. When the messenger arrived and told what had happened, an outcry resounded throughout the town. "What is all the noise about?" Eli asked. The messenger rushed over to Eli, who was 98 years old and blind. He said to Eli, "I have just come from the battlefield. I was there this very day." "What happened, my son?" Eli demanded. "Israel has been defeated by the Philistines," the messenger replied. "The people have been slaughtered, and your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were also killed, and the Ark of God has been captured." When the messenger mentioned what had happened to the Ark of God, Eli fell backward from his seat beside the gate. He broke his neck and died, for he was old and overweight. He had been Israel's judge for 40 years. Eli's daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant and near her time of delivery. When she heard that the Ark of God had been captured and that her father-in-law and husband were dead, she went into labor and gave birth. She died in childbirth, but before she passed away, the midwives tried to encourage her. "Don't be afraid," they said. "You have a baby boy." But she did not answer or pay attention to them. She named the child Ichabod, which means, "Where is the glory?" For she said, "Israel's glory is gone." She named him this because the Ark of God had been captured and because her father-in-law and husband were dead. Then she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God has been captured." Wow. Well, God said back here in chapter 3, he said, "I'm about to do a shocking thing in Israel. I'm going to carry out all my threats against Eli and his family from beginning to end." And there it is. It started. So tomorrow we're going to read about the Ark in Philistia. You know, reading the overview kind of helps out, too. I don't know if you ever do that. It's kind of interesting to get a little bit of insight before you read. I did not have time to do that today. But I did do a little bit of highlighting, not a lot. First verse, at that time, Israel was at war with the Philistines. And the Philistines attacked and defeated the army of Israel, killing 4,000 men. Then they went back to the camp, and the elders of Israel are confounded. Why did the Lord allow us to be defeated by the Philistines? Well, maybe they didn't hear about what God told Eli. Then they said, "Let's bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh," thinking that's going to protect them. "If we carry it into battle, it, God, will save us from our enemies." Not really. So Hophni and Phinehas show up, the sons of Eli, with the Ark of the Covenant. I'm going to underline that as well as highlight it. And, of course, the Israelites get excited. They make a lot of noise, which kind of clues in the Philistines that something's going on. And so they get a little more prepared and said, "Look, we got to fight because we're fighting against the God of Israel." And, you know, but they don't know that God's got something against the Israelites. And then down in 10, so the Philistines fought desperately, and Israel was defeated again. The slaughter was great. 30,000 Israelite soldiers died that day, as well as the Ark of God being captured, and Phinehas and Hophni get killed. And then, of course, we go into the death of Eli. Eli was waiting beside the road to hear the news when the messenger arrived and told what had happened. Eli says, "What happens?" He's 98 years old. He's blind. He's overweight. The messenger says, "I was there this very day. I was there. I saw the whole thing." And he says, "Israel was defeated by the Philistines. The people were slaughtered, and your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were also killed. and the Ark of God was captured. And of course, Eli falls back because he's overweight and breaks his neck and dies. And he was Israel's judge for 40 years. And then Eli's daughter-in-law, wife of Phinehas, who's pregnant. I mean, everybody's just, you know, getting knocked off because that's what God said he was going to do. And so when she heard that the Ark of God had been captured and her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she goes into labor and she has the baby, but she dies in childbirth. Now, it doesn't say whether Ichabod survives it or not. Maybe in the next section it'll let you know whether or not. She names the child Ichabod, which means where's the glory? All the glory is gone because everybody's dead and the Ark of God has been captured. So that's where we're at with the Israelites. They are being, you know, slapped down by God, basically, you know. All right, well, that's it for today. Like I said, I am going to take off the next 2 days so that I can get back on track with Jeremiah. So, but before I go, I will always, as always, lead you in the prayer of salvation. If you feel like God is calling you, and if you're listening to this podcast, there's chances are pretty good that God is calling you. Not that I think that I'm any special messenger or anything, but there's a reason why you landed here. I will lead you in the prayer of salvation. If you believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you believe it, you say it out loud, you will be saved. And it's a gift. It's a gift that was bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It is his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into the family of Jesus. You are a brother or sister in Christ now, and it is a day to celebrate. We always recommend that you mark it in your Bible. This is the Bible that we've been using if you're new to us. It's the New Living Translation. You can get this at any bookstore, online, however you purchase your books. I don't favor any particular website. I got this for $10, but this was a while ago, so I don't know how much they're going for now. But mark it in your Bible for today's reading, that today is your new birthday. And celebrate. Tell the person who was probably praying for you for however long, and because they'll be excited to hear. And we would love to hear from you. You can reach us through email, Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org, or you can email Jeremiah if you feel more comfortable writing to a man, Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can message us through Instagram or through Facebook, or I think you can leave notes, possibly, I don't know, on the other platforms. I don't know, because I'm not sure of that other part of it. So, I know we stopped posting YouTube videos. I would love to get back to posting those again. It's just very time consuming. So, one day we will get there. But we also highly recommend that you find a church and become part of that church family. We recommend you can talk to a pastor or somebody to help guide you if you have questions about your new Christian life. And get involved. Start serving Jesus through a ministry, Bible study. There are mission trips. Volunteering is huge. I know there's a very big shortage of volunteers. They always need help. It could be anything. Shaking hands, greeting, communion services. There's tons and tons of things you can be doing. Singing in the choir, playing in the band, whatever your gifts and talents are. But pray about it. Find out what God wants you to do. That's it for today. I don't know what time of day it is, whether it's morning, noon, night. I have no idea. But I'm glad you were able to listen and read with us and learn a little bit more about who God is. So God bless you. Have a great day, and I will see you on Friday with Jeremiah.